The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. I just learned this whole time she thought Ashley's dog name was Yugoslavia. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? I mean, it's very close.
Rico Suave?
In Yugoslavia.
They should have. They broke Yugoslavia up years ago.
And I know.
They should have thrown some to Rico Suave. We got Croatia. We got Bosnia. We got Rico Suave.
I've been to Yugoslavia. That's how old I am.
Yeah. I think it's until like 2006.
I don't know when. But yeah. 2000. Croatia now. And
well, it became multiple things.
Yeah.
I believe.
Love Croatia. I have to thank you. But yeah, like Yugoslavia, Rico Suave. It's like potato, potato.
If I heard someone shouting after their dog,
Yugoslavia, you drop that.
I would be very concerned. But also, like, what a name. Because people,
right?
People don't usually go as far as countries when it comes to naming. They'll mm-hmm. do cities. They'll even do states. I've heard London. I've heard...
Oh, remember? This is a long time ago. I think it was the first time. It was like 7, 8 years ago. First time I was flying to Czech from New York. Yeah. And your parents paid for the nice scarf for us for Christmas.
Thank you, parents.
Thank you, parents. To get to the airport, and we were kind of like
debating great names based on states.
And yeah, like, for a dog.
We said like Colorado would be a good name.
Yeah, and then we were doing Dakotas.
Georgia.
And I feel like then we just got to the airport. The driver said nothing
the entire time.
And he was giving us our luggage and he was like, what did he say?
I think he was like, guys, Delaware.
Yeah.
And we were like, what? You were listening to that entire conversation?
I like died laughing. That was so good.
Yeah. Guys, Yugoslavia. I was like, wait, what? First of all, you were listening. Second of all, that's a fantastic name. Yeah.
I mean, it's not the worst. Now it's not the worst thing I've ever said.
Now I want to get a dog just to name it Yugoslavia. Yugo. Like, Yugo is a cute nickname.
It's Hugo.
Yugoslavia?
Oh, you mean still Yugoslavia.
If our dog's legal name was Yugoslavia, but we called it Yugo.
Ooh.
Yugo. Yugo. That's a pretty good
name.
It would
sound like Yugo.
Yugo, dog. Now I sound like Randy Jackson.
I don't know who that is.
All right. We're not here to talk about American Idol. We're here to talk about a different reality show.
Oh, this one is much, much better.
Someone asked me recently, they're like, why don't you watch American Idol? I was like, well, because they bailed on the comical parts of it. They used to put she bang William Hung up there.
No, like you're speaking Yugoslavian to me right now.
Remember in The Office, was it Packer who had Well Hung as his license, his license plate?
I never understood that.
They were like, oh, big William Hung fan.
I don't know what
we're
it
not
is.
Gonna get into. We're not gonna get into it. But anyways. No.
But wait, American Idol is still happening?
Oh, yeah.
What about, so is it the same thing as America Got Talent?
No, two different shows. Yeah. We have so much talent here in America, Teresa. How many reality shows do you guys have in the Czech to create stars?
We only had the Czech Got Talent.
It ended after half a season.
It actually was called Czech is Looking for a Superstar.
They sure are. We were importing them all.
Yeah, that was a good old times.
All right. Can we start the show?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Well, not too fast. Before we do, real quick, a little business. We're on Supercast. We're on Patreon. Why are we over there? to do more of the same, but just a little juicier, a little more, I don't want to say X-rated because that would be, it'd be a lie, but a little more unfiltered, maybe.
Yeah, I would say unfiltered. I don't, not that I watch what I say, I probably should, I don't.
Yeah.
But I feel like I like don't at all.
Yeah, we put it behind a paywall and we go nuts. Sometimes I'm not even wearing socks, okay? So that's Patreon and Supercast. We're wrapping up the single life over there.
Yes, so good. Give me more of these Stellos. Like Stello number 59 and we're still not done and I'm still not ready to be done. So.
I'm not ready to be done, but when it is time, we will start talking about Love in Paradise.
Yes. And there are rumors that the new Last Resort is going to be happening.
That might be a by the way.
Oh.
Forget what you heard, guys. For Love in Paradise, okay?
All right.
Love in Paradise, talking about that very soon on Patreon and Supercast. Also, we're on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. Call in over there, share your thoughts, message us. We love talking to you guys on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod.
Yes.
Also, make sure you're following us wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash like it says hot. Is I did not prepare anything.
Yeah, you just prepared to ruin my by the way. All right.
I know. But let me look at the thing. As hot as
Callum.
I don't think he's that hot.
All right, save it for the recap.
Okay. As hot as Callum's accent, because I'm here for the British.
All right, get to know, mate. All right, smash like it says hot as that accent. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we love a little love. And if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
All right.
Okay. Now, before we get into the meat of this episode, what do you say we do a little 90-day by the way?
Let's hear it. I guess what it's going to be.
All right. Let me do a little rearranging here because that was going to be my second by the way. But we don't need any cliffhangers because everyone knows that. So, yes. You guys cut my life into pieces. This is my second to last. This is my second last resort. Yahoo's reporting it. Teresa's reporting it. Everyone's reporting it, so I'm reporting it. Season 2 of The Last Resort is apparently in the works.
I know. Did you, just before you move on with the story, did you pick up on small ad on this season, keep plugging it in?
This episode at least once.
Multiple times.
We went to Florida. It was really good for us.
Yeah, just like really promoting it. Yeah, Smollett is just trying to stay relevant as much as he can.
Yeah, he didn't say last resort or even 90 affiliation, but he's like, we went to Florida. It was really good for us. Yeah.
Was it Smollett?
I don't think so. So season 2 is in the works. Nothing confirmed, but we have several rumors. Okay, we have rumors of 4 couples seen in not Florida, but Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where.
I don't know.
I could see like a nice retreat in Sedona.
Please don't take these crazy people to Sedona. Don't ruin Sedona for me.
That's very true. But spottings of 4 couples in Arizona. So the speculations are swirling. Teresa, you probably know the 4 couples, but our friends may not.
All right.
Do you want to go a little bounce back and forth?
Well, I've heard that there are some rumors that some are fake. For example, I've heard that Stacey and Florian might not be it, but I've seen some people reporting on it.
I'm not going to throw that out there. I'm only going to go with the vetted by the official news outlets like Yahoo.
Okay.
So that's not on my list.
Okay, so apparently it's supposed to be Natalie and Josh.
That's not on my list either. Let me take this segment back because you're just spewing all sorts of rumors.
Well, here's the thing. I've seen multiple people or sources reporting on it with different stories. They were saying one said Florian and Stacey, others said no. Then they said Natalie and Josh, but then because of Josh's son's accident, he kind of bailed out. Who knows? But what do you have?
All right, let me tell you what I get. Rob and Sophie.
I knew that too.
Okay, that one I can see. That one makes a lot of sense.
They're just going like from one to another to another. They're literally show hopping.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I've come around. I was a little over them last season. Now I'm sort of back in. It's getting good. So last resort, sure, it's a whole new story to tell. So I'm in for that. So Rob and Sophie first. Where do I want to go next? Let's go with an old one. Ari and Benny.
Really? I didn't see them.
That one makes sense.
I thought they broke up.
This would make sense.
Well, that's a last resort. It's like right before you break up.
I didn't get word that my sources did not say that they've officially broken up, so I could see them going to the last resort for one last try.
All right.
How about Brandon and Julia?
Yeah, I've seen them, but I thought they're doing great. Why are they on the last resort?
Because I'm surprised they're not on a Happily Ever After. Maybe it's too intensive of a filming schedule for them, but I'd watch them. Julia's hilarious to me.
I would watch them too, but I feel like this. I think that I felt the same about Yara and Jovi. I'm like, why are they on the last resort? Like, they didn't have that many crazy issues, but there was some lying. And
ever since Julia made love to the floor at a Crunch Fitness, I've been in on her. So give me more Brandon and Julia.
Well, she just became a U.S. citizen recently. Oh, I've seen. Congrats to Julia. But yeah, I'll watch them.
All right, and the last name, the last couple I have here, Gino and Jasmine.
Also show hopping.
Yeah. Which, after this season, I could see why they would need to check into the last resort.
Oh, they should have checked into the last resort the first time they met.
It's very true.
I mean, they're nuts, but love to watch.
Yeah, so, all right. I'm all on board with these couples. There's no release date or anything, but I have a feeling we'll know more soon.
I really was hoping for Stacey and Florian. I'll be honest. I would love to see Florian on the last resort.
So true. Let's see, maybe. Let's see.
Yeah, I think that's a rumor.
That's just Yahoo reports. I trust Yahoo a lot more than some of these other blogs and stuff. So I'm sticking with that source.
My feeling is that the Silva sisters are not really doing anything with TLC anymore.
I don't think they burned the bridge. I think maybe that TLC couldn't afford to pay the toll on that bridge. I feel like maybe they jacked up the price and are like, we know what we're worth. And
yeah,
that's why we haven't seen them. But who knows? That's all my
speculation. Who knows? Just speculations.
All right. By the way, what was number one? Now it's, by the way, number two. Because I had to rearrange things for spoiler alert, Therese over here. By the way, number two, there's been a lot of chatter about this for a while now, but we finally have confirmation. Muhammad of Danielle and Muhammad is married and has a child.
Yes, I told you that.
Okay. So he recently confirmed this on his own Instagram that he is married to an American woman, Jillian Santana. I don't know if there's any relation to Carlos.
No, but from what I can tell, she is a Muslim as he is.
Yes. In the photo that was posted, she's wearing a hijab.
Yeah.
They're living in North Carolina.
Nice.
And they have a newborn son.
Nice.
Danielle seems to be happy about this new chapter in Muhammad's life. She posted on the Instagram saying, oh, congratulations. And she wrote, thank you for sharing with me privately before putting it on social media. Yeah. So
I think strangely they did become friends. I feel like Danielle deep down always wanted to bang him.
Yeah.
But
I think they did once.
They went through, oh my gosh, their seasons were so nasty. That was the moment I was like, I'm obsessed with this show. Yeah. And that's all I want to do. I just want to watch 90 Day. That was the moment, like getting introduced to Danielle Muhammad just changed things for me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good for Dan, good for D. I hope she's doing well.
Yeah, and congrats to Muhammad and Jillian. It seems like he's making himself quite the life here in the States.
Yeah, I feel like after the whole debacle with Danielle, he faded from our screens. He faded from social media.
I don't think he was here for the fame. I think he was here for a green card, and Danielle somehow ended up on his show, and he's like, oh, this isn't really great for my scam, but I can't say no, so let's do it.
Yeah, he definitely was scamming her, but Oh, well.
All right. That is 90 Day, by the way.
Sweet.
What do you say we get into the reason we're here? Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After.
Question mark.
Season 8, episode 4.
All right. Take me to church.
Take me to church. I've only been to a Catholic church once, and I was part of the show.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Remember?
What do you mean?
Well, when I was the best man for Matt.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And as a young Jewish boy, it was a lot of pressure on me. I didn't know what to do. Remember when I took like a weird half knee halfway through the ceremony because I was like holding this tray and they were splashing water on it. And I was like, I don't know if I need to take a knee. Like, I don't know. I was very proud to be a part of this.
I'm glad I was sitting next to your friend Scott because he was telling me what to do.
Scott knows the ropes.
And at some point I decided I'm not doing it. And I look at your friend Ted. He's like, nope. So we're just like the two of us, just like sitting in the back, not doing shit because it's just, I respect it, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah, if it's not your shtick, you don't have to do it.
Yeah, I was looking for a friend and here was your friend Ted.
Yeah. Everyone's looking for a friend in those situations so they don't feel alone.
I was just going to say, I've been to church many times because in Czech, okay, my grandma's religious. So as a child, I used to go with her, just sit there. And for Christmas, we used to go and just donate money. But my mom is like obsessed with the architecture and I do love it too. So I do like going to like old churches in Europe to look at the architecture.
They're beautiful almost everywhere. The one we went to in Boston was gorgeous.
So there is something about, I love these like Gothic churches in Europe. It's just gorgeous, right?
Oh yeah, listen, got a familiar shout out.
Oh my gosh, they're about to finally finish in 2026.
tell our friends about your little Photoshop.
We went to Spain a couple years ago and I took a really nice photo of La Sagrada Familia, but they're still fucking building that thing.
There's cranes.
The cranes everywhere. And I'm like, I hate it. I know how to use Photoshop. And I just removed all the cranes. And I completed the La Sagrada Familia.
Look at you.
And I posted it on social media. And people were like, oh my gosh, they finally completed it. And I'm like, no, I completed it.
Got picked up by news outlets.
But yes. Yeah, I do love looking at churches, the architecture, but I don't like participating.
Yes, and that was what was going on here with Ashley. This was her first time going, and maybe the biggest takeaway for her was, oh, it's beautiful, but I don't necessarily love what's going on inside of the church.
Yeah, and Manuel was like, I'm taking her to church so she can lose poquito of her inner demons. Okay, Manuel.
A little bit of those inner demons.
Yeah, a little bit.
I thought Manuel was underdressed for church until I started looking around this church. And again, I've only been to one church. It was for a wedding. I was obviously dressed in the wedding party attire, but this seemed like a casual crew in the pew.
People in Czech dress for church. My grandma, every Sunday morning, she's like hardcore.
I think they do here too. When I used to go to temple, I would dress up, and I know I've seen people leaving church and they're dressed up. I saw a hoodie in this church. I saw jeans and t-shirts in this church. If that maybe that's where the church is headed, to try to get more people to go, to be like, yeah, just come casual. But I was surprised.
I feel like it depends where the church is. If it's in like a rural area that people need to go and go back to the farm, go back to whatever job they're doing, you just kind of just dress casually you go. I don't know. I don't know a lot about this.
Neither did Ashley. She didn't know what a Bible was, Teresa.
Well, that was kind of outrageous because, girl, if there is one big ass book in the church, it is the Bible.
Also, it's on every nightstand in a Holiday Inn. So it's like not that, what is this?
Yeah, she felt so lost. She's like, I feel like a fish out of water. All right.
Yeah.
But I think, and she said it, she said, oh, now I understand how Manuel feels when I keep pushing all the witchcraft on him. He feels like I do now. Like, he feels out of place. He doesn't understand. So I feel like in that sense, it was good that she went because they have two very different beliefs.
Yeah. No, it's always good to explore outside your comfort zone, especially if outside your comfort zone is your partner's comfort zone.
Yeah.
You should take a trip to your partner's comfort zone and their passions and see what it's all about. And she did. And it's giving her a better understanding of not only what Manuel is all about, but how he probably feels when she talks about her.
Yes.
Witchcraft.
And now I know why they picked this church. It's because the deacon speaks Spanish.
Well, this is also, I feel like, where the storyline becomes a little bit more scripted.
You think this Deacon was scripted?
Yes.
No, he wasn't. Because he didn't really shine a good light on the church itself.
What do you mean?
The way he talked about some of this stuff, it's like, dude, you're on TV.
Well, they at least fed him questions because I don't know many deacons except for Steely Dan. Shout out to them. But who comes over and is like, so what do you do for work, Ashley?
Well, I think that was fed to him, but I feel like his responses were how he felt.
Oh, of course.
I think they were just trying to make her say that she's a witch.
what religiality do you practice?
She's like, I work as a witch, tarot cards.
Tarot, channeling, all that.
And he's like, you know, it's not totally anti-Christian entirely, but there are some things you cannot do. Like, you should not be doing tarot cards or reading the palm because that's against the rules.
Yeah, it comes across as if you're a god. Like, if you can read someone's palm, you are stepping in as God. And that is looked down upon.
And then
church.
He says, that is just one god.
The big man upstairs.
There's so many other people with other gods. So there are all the Greek gods. And I feel like everyone has a god.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
So the deacon starts talking about Manuel and his family and how maybe Ashley shouldn't be so forward with her beliefs in the beginning.
Here's my suggestion. When they ask her what she does for a living, she should say, oh, I do, what do you call the fast bikes?
Spin.
Yeah, I'm a spin class instructor, and I also do some spiritual stuff on the side.
Yeah.
I get it. She's proud of being a witch. I don't see a problem with being a witch. But if your partner's family might see you as someone doing black magic, then just say you're spiritual and leave it at that.
I also have a feeling she's not making the majority of her income through tarot cards. Otherwise, I don't think she'd be spinning.
Oh, you would be surprised what people pay. And I know it because a friend of mine or someone I worked for was calling her a spiritual lady in Hawaii and paid her a lot of money, like $300 an hour, so she could tell her, she could basically assure her of her feelings.
I believe there is money to be made. I just don't think Ashley's making it. I think that's one of her hustles, but I just don't think that's her primary source of income.
Maybe one of her incomes.
It's one of her incomes, but you are, I hate to say it, but I think you are your primary source of income. Everything else is a hobby or a side hustle. But if someone says, what do you do for work? You don't list the side hustle that makes you a couple $1,000 a year.
I always tell people I'm a professional podcaster.
Exactly.
No, I feel like, here's the thing. She must be making money somewhere for two people in Yugoslavia because there is no one else who works.
It's very confused for a second. Yeah. I think maybe that's why she does have so many jobs. But
dogs cost you about 3,000 to 5,000 a year. Kids about 26,000 a year. So
all right, so you can get a few dogs.
You can get a few dogs or a child.
Yes. So I'm just all that to say, you raise a good point. She's a spin instructor. She could easily just say, "I'm a spin instructor."
I'm a spiritual spin instructor. I spin. Yes. And I'm being spiritual. I don't know. She doesn't have to use the word witch, especially if his family is going to react. But I feel like she just wants to do it because she's so proud of it. And that's fine. You should be. But you need to sometimes pick your battles.
Yeah. I think you shouldn't be ashamed of who you are. You shouldn't be with someone who's not accepting of who you are. She's already gone down that path. She married this guy.
Yeah.
But I would have said, don't.
Yeah.
If it's not just that his family doesn't support what she does. He doesn't. Her husband doesn't support what she does.
I thought he supports it because he took that spiritual bath.
He was doing it as like a bit, I think.
Well, I think he's okay with it. I just don't think he understands. And I feel like as long as he's not preventing her from not doing it, That's fine. You don't need to understand your spouse's passion as long as you respect it.
As long as you support it, respect it. Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
I think he's fine with it. I think he's afraid of his family's reaction because he doesn't want to explain why he married a witch.
Right. Well, speaking of, it's time to go meet the family. Before they do, I actually auditioned a couple outfits. Manuel was not feeling the Barbie vibe, the pink. The pretty in pink was not for him.
No, but she's packing it anyways.
If you're wanting her to play ball and maybe not spill all the beans, let her wear what she wants to wear. Don't get on her bad side if you're asking something of her.
Well, this was hilarious because they're headed down to New York.
Are
and
they?
Ashley's like, okay, well, staying in New York, what's the address? What's your family's address? And Manuel's like, New York? She's like, New York? And he's like, Newark? Newark, New Jersey?
Ugh.
And I get how it can get confusing because
I can too.
The Newark airport is like one of the New York metro airport. Often so you fly to Newark, when you fly to New York, it's just, it's a big United hub.
Also, it sounds very similar.
It sounds very similar.
Which I never put that together until watching this episode.
I went through the same thing with my parents when they were flying to see us last year. They flew to Newark first. And my mom is like, we're in New York. I'm like, no, you're in Newark.
Yeah.
When they texted me from the airport, my mom's like, no, we're in New York. I'm like, you are in Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's one of the New York metro airports, but you're still in New Jersey.
You know what's even more confusing?
What?
There's a town or city in New Jersey called West New York.
Oh, it is. I know. I love that city. I love that town. I used to go all the time.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
They have a really nice bar on the water overlooking New York.
Right. It's on the, it's on the river.
Yeah.
It's West New York.
I loved going there.
It's very confusing.
I used to go a lot. It is confusing, but honestly, it's like potato, potato, but New Jersey is not New York, guys. Let's just be honest.
Have you ever watched How I Met Your Mother?
Exactly. You only go to New Jersey when you fly out of Newark.
Yeah. It was a big learning episode for this couple. We learned what a Bible was, and we learned that Newark is not New York.
Here's my thing. Okay. Ashley's like, we booked a hotel in Queens, which is like, okay, you're not even staying in the city. And in my mind, maybe someone, Jonathan, lives in Queens, so they didn't do any research.
Well, that's a good point too, because it could take you just as long to get from Queens to Manhattan, depending on where you're going, as it does to get from Manhattan to Newark.
Well, you can get on the PATH train to Newark,
exactly,
and that's it. There is nothing in Newark. Let's just be honest, because I almost went to college there. I got into Rutgers.
Congrats!
Oh, thank you. And then I realized that the tuition is like 6 times past the money I could afford. So I retracted and I went to a different college. Long story short, ended up much cheaper and better for me. But yeah, there is nothing in Newark. Literally nothing besides the airport.
Apologies to our Newark friends. But have you heard of New York? All right.
I'm excited to see them in New York and Newark.
Yes. What a tongue twister. Unique Newark.
Ugh.
Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about Nicole in Mahmood. On the boardwalk, having no fun on the boardwalk. What? You started with Take Me to Church, so I wanted to start with the song.
What is it, the Beach Boys?
I think so.
Really? I just guessed it.
On the boardwalk. No?
I don't know the song.
I think you did.
That sounded like the Beach Boys.
Well, thank you. No, I think, it's under the, is it under the boardwalk? The Drifters?
Why would you go under the boardwalk?
Why wouldn't you?
I've never seen any place that you can go under the boardwalk.
Oh, well, you sure can. At least according to that song. Anyways, Mahmood stormed away and this was hilarious because he's like, Nicole's like, where'd you go? I took a lift. You took a lift? How do you know what a lift is?
No, he just took left.
I took a left. It's great.
Yeah, so she's following him and finally finds him. And Nicole is upset because he looked at this Arab woman. I wouldn't necessarily be that concerned because I feel like he saw something familiar and he looked.
It was a small piece of home. He saw it in Los Angeles. It was, I think, nice and eye-opening to him that, oh, I'm not alone here.
Yeah.
It's not, I'm not trying to bang this woman.
Oh, maybe he was, but in Santa Monica, you see all kinds of people, right? It's California. They're probably women just having their nips out in the wild. Why not? I'm all for it. But I feel like for him, seeing all these crazy shirts and people in bathing suit and everyone just doing whatever they want, and here is a woman that's covered with a hijab, that's something that's familiar to him. I feel like for a second, that's why he looked.
It's completely why he looked. There's also these photos going around the internet. I don't know if you saw that it's fake because the scene right before, again, 90 is so sloppy with their editing, but the scene right before Mahmoud makes eye contact, the woman's like 100 yards behind them. And then they cut and it's like, oh, look, stop staring at this woman. So it's just a weird edit. I don't think it's fake necessarily. This couple has severe problems.
Oh, and, a lot of
and
problems.
We know that for a fact.
Yeah. But I feel like this is the same thing as like we went to Italy a couple months ago and I heard someone speaking Czech. Of course I'm going to follow him for a little bit.
Yeah.
Listen in without really knowing what's going on.
Sure.
I'm going to look. Like when you hear or see something familiar, you're going to look. Doesn't mean that I'm trying to bang this family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I just don't like how Nicole is so quick to be like, well, if you want a Muslim woman, go home, you womanizer. It's like he literally just flew across the world to move to LA to be with you. That's a big gesture. It's a bigger gesture than glancing at another woman. And so just appreciate that for a second.
Yeah, just for a second because he sucks.
Because he sucks, but not because he glanced at a woman with a hijab on.
No.
He sucks for other reasons.
Yeah. Also, Nicole is very pretty. Like she's 40 years old. She looks like she's 25.
I don't love the red hair. And now that
she's pulling it off.
More so than Maggie on Newsroom.
Oh my gosh. Let's not even go there.
We're late to the party, but we are cruising through Newsroom and Maggie with the red hair she cut herself.
Yeah.
It's giving Walmart Nicole.
Yes, but she's still pulling it off. She could find I believe she could find a nice guy who's good to her in America.
Yeah.
But here she is with Mahmoud, at least for now. And she should be less concerned about him cheating on her. I feel like she is the prize for him, not the other way around.
She's the prize
for him? Like she is, she settled for him.
I guess. I
don't think she sees it that way.
I think so.
I think she did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he could do well too. I don't think either. I mean, we're talking looks here, I guess, or I am at least. They're both, I think, equally attractive.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't find him attractive at all.
Yeah, the red hair is doing things to me. I found her way more attractive with the blonde bob.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, so that's just my point. I'm not saying Mahmoud is ugly. He's not my type, but I still think that he should be happy that he scored a girl like Nicole. And you're in America now, dude. If you want to be with her, you need to maybe rethink a few things. And if you don't like it, if you don't like what she does, how she dresses, then you cannot be together and you need to go back.
Right. It's on both of them to have that realization, though, because she says, I know I'll never be who Mahmoud wants me to be. So then why are you with him? If you be with somebody who fully accepts you and loves everything about you, if you're sitting there going, I know I'll never be what he wants me to be, then you shouldn't be with him.
It's the same. It's like, again, I like Nicole, but I don't think she's the sharpest tool in the box because she converted to be a Muslim without really knowing what it meant. So once she converted and she realized what she can and cannot do, now she's like, oh, I don't want to do that. How about you do a research before you convert to a different religion?
It's a tale as old as time, or at least as old as 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
She's not the first. Mahmoud thinks he has compromised a bit and come around. He's like, I mean, look at you. Look at me. I'm accepting of that three-quarter sleeve sweater. I've changed. I accept you wearing that three-quarter sleeve sweater now. That's how far apart they are, is that he thinks he's okay with her showing some wrist now, and that means all should be well. It's like, no, she wants to be able to wear T-shirts or a belly shirt or a skirt, and you'll never be okay with that as far as I can tell. And so how will this ever work?
It won't. And right now it's still a little cold in California, so she's dressing appropriately. Wait for it when it warms up a little.
Well, wait for it and when she puts on a dress with like loose buttons in the back and you see...
Yeah, that's nothing.
That wasn't literally nothing.
Yeah.
I heard him say like, oh, she was showing her back and I expected it to be this huge cutout.
Yeah, like but
down,
she would look nice.
Like down to the butt.
Yeah.
No, it was like loose buttons. So it kind of puckered and opened up and showed a little bit of back. And he was like, that's it. I'm not going out with you. Change.
Otherwise, that was like a Mahmoud-approved dress that was like all the way down to her ankles, long sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not going to work.
No, he's like, I'm not going. If you want to go, go. Go naked if you want. Go completely naked if you want. Hmm. So she leaves herself.
She does and leaves him behind. And I love that in the previews, all the friends are going to go back to their apartment to check him out.
Yeah. All right. I think this is a good place to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll keep this train rolling. We'll head to Austin. We'll keep it weird in Austin. Okay?
All right.
We'll be back in a second.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are things with you in Yugoslavia?
Ugh, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dog is Yugoslavia? If you were to have a Yugoslavia.
I think it would be a Shiba Inu.
I could see that.
Yeah, they're sassy.
Yugo.
Yeah.
I could see that. I like
You don't like Shiba Inus.
They're fun.
They're so fun.
They're like little foxes.
Why don't we get one?
They're fun, but... I don't know. If I get a dog, I want a big dog.
But I like Shiba Inus.
I know.
And beagles are so cute.
Well, let's ask Carell if he thinks we have room for a Shiba Inu. Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's keep it moving. Let's head to Austin. Let's talk about Sophie and Rob. How does this foreigner have so many friends? She's lived in Austin for a couple months. We lived in Florida for 6 years. We have zero friends.
Zero friends. We had a few friends, but they left.
Yeah, they were, I mean, we met them through work, so it's not even like I don't think she met these ladies, although this group of friends did look like a WWE Ring Girls reality TV show.
Well, to be honest, it's easier to find friends when you're a single girl. I know she's married, but they don't even live together, so.
It's fair.
Like, if you and I didn't have anything in common, we're just married, but you were doing your own thing in your free time, and so was I. Like, I would probably have some girlfriends.
That's true.
Although, I don't love being social, so I don't think I would.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, it's good for her to have friends because her and Rob, that relationship sucks.
Yeah.
So
the ladies start talking about Callum. And they think maybe he's got a little crush on Sophie if he's coming all the way to Texas to see her.
Well, he's apparently traveling and going to the U.S. And Sophie said, hey, since you're in the U.S., just come to Austin. Austin's cool to check it out.
Definitely.
Like if she was in, I don't know.
Oh, boy, Atlanta. Oh,
yeah, in Atlanta. And he invited... And she invited him. I'd be like, he's definitely into her. Otherwise, why would you ever go to Atlanta?
You're doing it in Atlanta.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Unless you have a layover there because it's a big airport.
Exactly.
No reason to go.
No. So Rob struts in, nips popping. I mean, he is feeling himself right now. Not for long. That was his confidence suit. I mean, Mahmoud. If Mahmoud saw that, his head would explode. But yeah, he rolled in feeling all good. Like, This was his fighting outfit. He wanted to be like, yeah, let's see Callum. Let's see Callum stand next to me in this.
And it's interesting because he knows nothing about him, but apparently he is Sophie's best friend.
Right. Isn't that interesting?
Like, yeah, I'd never seen a photo of him because he's he better not be hot. It's like, okay.
Yeah, how have you not seen a photo? It's so true. She's got social media. It's a bestie. You're posting photos with him.
For sure. And so he comes and Kai and all these girls, Kai immediately starts to not attack him, but they're like, okay, Rob, let's hear it from you. Like, what's going on between you and Sophie?
Yeah. Well, they know it's not good. He admits it's been rocky and he's been falling short as a husband, but he says he's doing better now.
Yeah, he said, I'm trying to do things that make Sophie happy and put me out of my comfort zone, like meeting Colin today, because apparently all his ex-girlfriends ended up with the best friend, which it's interesting.
What do you think his name is?
Colin?
No.
What is it?
Spell what you think it is.
C-U-L-L-E-N. Like in the vampire movie I like.
No.
It's like in Twilight.
It's Callum.
Oh, I thought it was like Edward Cullen, which is the name of the main vampire, Rob Pattinson.
No.
Is that Cullen?
Callum.
Callum?
C-A-L-L-U-M, I think.
It's like a column?
No. Like a Callum.
Like a column with a column?
No, like a Callum. You're really bad with names.
Like, really spell it out.
C-A-L-L-U-M.
C-A-L-L-U, Callum.
Callum.
Yeah, Callum.
Sure.
Okay. It's what I was saying, but I was saying with an N at the end. I said Colin.
That's correct.
Colin. Callum. Callum?
Oh, boy.
Let's go with Callum.
Can we not? Can we get it right, please?
So you say it again.
Callum.
Callum.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. So he strolls in. wearing a button down with a t-shirt under it, like a gentleman.
Like a British.
And immediately Rob's like, oh, hell no. This could have been any other type of look, but not that look. Not that hot dude look. This hot dude coming in here, Callum, if that's even your real name. Probably more like Colin. Am I right?
Callum. This was hilarious. Oh, hell no.
Callum.
Some hot dude?
some hot dude. Oh, man. Yeah, Callum came in all smiles, super confident, tossing that English accent around left and right.
And immediately he's like, oh, remember in Portugal? So much fun. So much fun. Oh, Sophie's a really good wingman.
Robbie's like, look at him, thinking he's better than me. What a snake.
And Robbie's like, oh, what happened in Portugal? Like,
I also don't understand Portugal. Were they both living in Portugal? Because they were teenagers.
Yeah, so she did live. I thought she lived in Spain. Maybe it was Portugal.
Okay.
So maybe, yes. There is some connection to Portugal. And apparently, yeah, Sophie was a great wingman, but before she became a great wingman, she was a great girlfriend.
Nah, I wouldn't go as far as girlfriend. They dated.
Yes, when they were like 16, 17.
Made out a little bit here and there in Portugal, as you do. I don't think they slept together.
No.
She said they didn't sleep together. But this is a little more than friends.
Yes, but if they dated at 16, I guess it's fine. But although she's just 24, so it's not that long ago.
17 is 17. If you guys had a relationship, I would say it. It sounds worse when you hide it.
True.
So Rob feels like he should have known that information. I agree.
Yes.
I think Sophie should have told him this. It would have helped put his mind at ease that she was being honest and trust me, there's nothing else to worry about. I've told you everything. The fact that she's hid this is like, okay, well, what else is she hiding?
Yeah, and he gets upset and walks away.
Yeah, he had to go button that shirt up.
And then he comes back and just asking if we can talk to Sophie, which I was proud of him for being so calm and not making a scene.
Sure.
But let's see what happens next.
Yes. All right. Shall we go to Cameroon?
Let's go to Cameroon and get our hair done.
Let's go to the barber shop where Kobe was getting his hair wedding ready and his friends went to meet him and have a chat.
Yes, and friends are still not on board of him marrying an American, but hello, he's been married to this American for about 2 years. They have 2.5 kids.
Yeah, I think this is the first time Kobe's seen them, though, in person, right? Yeah. And so I don't know how real it is for them yet.
Yeah, but here, and I understand and respect their culture, but they're them saying, oh, yeah, like American women, they're all about equality. It's like, yes, that's what we are about. And since you know it, then just respect it. Like, he's a Cameroonian man, but he lives in the US. And as long as he is good with being equal to Emily and supporting her, Then just respect that. If he says he's happy, let's go with that.
As long as he truly is happy and not just saying it, and that's their concern is, oh, I think your wife's just making you say this. Their point probably more so than, I can't believe you're not the boss because here the man is the king. I think it's more like, are you sure you're going to be okay with that? Are you sure you can leave that part of the way you were raised behind? Will you it's okay. You can put up with it for a year maybe, but is it going to eventually wear on you? Like, yeah. Are you going to be able to live your entire life like this? Sure. It's new. It's fun. You just had kids. It's easy, but it's been ingrained in you as a man that you're the boss. And are you sure you're not going to resent this relationship in years to come? Because we know people that have gone to the States, 90% have come back and married African women.
I think he will be fine. He says it too. Plus, we've seen him standing his ground. Like, we've seen him arguing with Emily, and that's what he says. He says, yeah, we have our moments, we argue, we fight, but we always come on the other side and we're good. Like, it works for us.
Yeah. So they said their piece. The friends said their piece. Kobe defended him
yes,
and his relationship.
Yes, which was good.
And then we cut to a date night with Kobe and Emily. And watching Emily talk can be a challenge. Watching her chew and chew and chew, very difficult.
Yes, but unfortunately, that's who she is, and he knows it.
Ooh, she's like, chomper.
I heard telling him, oh, napkin, put a napkin on. What are you doing? Like, let him be who he wants to be. The only thing I would say, if he's wearing something white, I would be like, hey, be careful because it's hard to wash, so you might lose a shirt.
Yeah.
But let him be him.
She's a bossy lady.
Yeah, she's sassy too because she's like, so how was your day, babe? You had fun? Oh, how was my day? Same as when you're at work. I didn't see you. I didn't do nothing. Didn't leave the hotel because you took the car. But it was great.
Yeah, I don't know what you do in that situation. I guess, could he take a cab and let her take the car?
For me, like, I can see her side because she's on a vacation. She wants to do family stuff.
Right.
I get it. They have kids, too. Plus, her parents are there. But on the other hand, he hasn't seen his friends and family. So I would say, if he takes a day or two to hang with his friends and then spend the rest hanging out with them, that's fine.
Yeah.
If he's going to be with his friends every single day without including her, and I'll take her side.
I take her side too. I'm sure he's more comfortable in that city. He could hop in a cab or have one of his friends pick him up. Or,
but I feel like I would never leave you behind. Even if I'm going out with my friends, I would still take you out and translate for you.
Yes, but TLC wanted him to go to the barbershop and talk shit about Emily.
For sure. He didn't. He took her side.
No, I know. And that's the thing is Emily feels like, oh, your friends don't like me. What? They were talking shit. And Kobe's like, well, I was defending you. They were a little shocked that I was living in the States because we've heard stories about African guys marrying white bossy girls. But I told them I like it. I'm good with it. And Emily's like, I'm not bossy. I just get things done. It's like, no, you don't. You get other people to get things done, which is literally the definition of being a boss.
Yeah, we'll see. But I feel like this is what they do. They bicker. That's their little thing. Because Emily is a little bossy. He's aware of it. He goes with it, but he still says his peace of mind. And they bicker a little and they move on. So,
yeah. She's just worried. Oh, did your friends get in your head now?
Yeah.
You're acting strange. It's like, he didn't do anything wrong. He's innocent here.
Yes.
All right.
Ooh.
Someone who's not so innocent.
Yes.
Gino.
And Jasmine shipping some toys for kids. And she's like, just something small, not too expensive. You haven't seen how much you're paying for your shipping yet, girlfriend.
Yeah, I hope it was Wansei's birthday or something, because if you spoil him like this on a Tuesday, what are you going to do on Christmas? There was an entire Toys R Us on that FedEx table.
Yeah, plus Michelle rolls in with more toys.
Yeah.
Which is sweet, because apparently Michelle, besides being her family, is her best friend in the United States.
Look at that. Look at that, how that turned around.
Yeah, I like it. And so Jasmine's getting very emotional, telling Michelle the whole story. And Michelle is like, oh my God, get a lawyer. And Jasmine is like, exactly. Gino doesn't want to. And Michelle's like, let me talk to Dana. Let me talk to Dana, because this is absurd. And she is right. Like, if you have your kids at stake,
don't trust the law offices of Fedora and Fedora.
Definitely not. But I'm still curious to know how it's going to work, because someone's raising the kids back home. Are they just going to let them go? Imagine having a hot, because she doesn't have a full custody.
She can get custody, though. If dad says no, they'll have a better life in the States, they can make that happen.
Yeah, but you think if they were like 16, almost adults, I would be like, sure, soon they can go to college. Yeah, they're little kids. You think a dad would go from seeing them all the time to not seeing them, seeing them once a year?
I don't know, but Jasmine's emotions and tears make me think this is legitimate. So I don't think it's an act.
I know. For me, the logistics are not there. If she had a full custody, then of course. I don't think she does. So not sure how that works, unless she worked out a deal with her ex.
That's what I'm going to go with, because it doesn't do us any good just to keep going, oh, well, she can't get the kids. This whole storyline is nonsense. I believe in her emotion, and so...
Well, I do too. I'm just curious. Maybe the deal is every 3 months or something like that.
Yeah, they can go back and visit dad.
All right, well, yes. So she is still very upset, and now she got Michelle upset. Michelle's going to talk to Dana, who's also going to get upset.
Yeah, Gino needs to trade in his fedora for a thinking cap, because figure out a way, go back to work, get money. $5,000 is a lot, but not at the end of the day. Your $5,000 is going to go towards something that's life-changing, and so invest in that and figure out a way to do it.
Let me just go back. It's $3,000, because those $2,000 you have to pay to the immigration regardless. There is no there is no workaround. The fees to the immigration when you file for the green card, which he hasn't done yet. He only filed for a K-1 visa. He has to pay that regardless.
Sure.
So he's looking at $3,000 that's going to be extra for him to pay.
True. Okay. So then we cut to Dano and Gino burning some rubber.
Yeah, Dana's flexing with his man car.
This is what I needed today, man. Just you and I terrorizing a neighborhood in this 87 Oldsmobile.
I do like old car. I would love to get like an old Corvette. Just like drive around for fun.
All right.
Wash it.
Yeah, Dana ropes Gino into washing his car with him while they talk about the visa issue. And everyone is team Jasmine.
Oh, yeah.
Dana was like, I could never go without seeing my kids for 2 years.
Yeah, and Gino's like, oh, Jasmine always threatens that she's going to go back to Panama and divorce me, which is horrible.
He's like, yeah, I think this time she might not be joking.
Yeah, and Gino's like, if she goes, all my hard work I put into the Cayman visa is just going to go poof in the air. It's like, yes. So how about you actually let it up to the experts?
Yeah.
And I get it's a lot of money. We've been through it too. It is a shit ton of money, but it's worth it at the end.
Yeah. And then we just saw Gino and Jasmine going to meet their wedding photographer, Hannah, to look at their wedding photos. Things are still a little tense because Gino has not done anything about getting the visa underway. And they look at these photos, and apologies to Hannah. Seems like a very sweet woman. These were not great photos. These wedding photos were borderline bad.
Not even that. Her album that she praised so much. It's like, why don't you make a nice photo book, if anything?
Yeah.
This was just This was a scrapbook that my mom used to in 1995.
Didn't she say like, oh, this is an heirloom photo book. You're going to pass this down generation to generation. She's like,
it's going to rip.
Yeah.
Like, make a nice photo book.
Or get it printed on, get the photos like printed in the book.
Exactly.
This is one of those like sticky sheets that you pull back and put the photo in you. The first photo was Jasmine taking a selfie, which was not a great photo. And the second photo is Gino holding Coco, looking happier than he's looked in a long time. Like, these are not great wedding photos.
No, but the photos are better than the photo book.
Okay.
It's going to go down all the generations. It won't because it's going to fall apart.
Yeah, it's basically a trapper keeper. So Jasmine started getting emotional. I don't know if because she saw how poor that photo album was or if it was what it was reminding her of, but.
Well, I truly feel for her now because I was looking at her hair. I'm like, she's going bald.
Yeah.
And she says she has alopecia.
Yeah, alopecia.
And apparently it gets worse with stress, which makes a lot of sense.
Totally.
She's been a big stress ball in the past couple of episodes, and you can tell.
Yeah, no, it's really taking.
I feel really bad for her.
That's why I'm saying I buy this story. Like, you can see the physical effects of this.
I do buy it, too. Her. All I'm saying is that I don't think it's, oh, kids moving to U.S. forever. I think there must be more to it that she had to work out with her ex. That's
fine,
all I'm saying.
But I believe it's settled, and the only thing standing in the way is Gino's mess up.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I'm not a mom, but I can see how, imagine not seeing your kids.
No.
It's, I mean, Larissa, she's been living here happily ever after without her kids. Like, kids who?
Yeah.
But for Jasmine, it is. Like, she's traumatized, and you can physically see it on her. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. So she got all emotional looking through the photo album. She's like, I feel much differently today than I did in those photos. And it makes her emotional. She stands up, leaves, says she needs a minute, and then just starts storming down the sidewalk.
Yeah. It's sad. We'll see.
Jasmine, wait up. Wait up, Jasmine.
We'll see if they're going to bring the kids over or what's going to happen.
Yeah. All right. Last and certainly least,
it's a 4th of July barbecue party at Arkansas.
Of course, Small Ed puts on a homemade fireworks show because I feel like those who look like a thumb are most likely to lose a thumb.
Also, why do you put it on the wood? It's going to, if so it caught on fire, like you're just helping it.
Yeah. A little fire start, a little kindling.
Yes, but Liz is there. Liz is helping her. Later on, the family rolls in. They have a lot of friends or family members because this party is popping.
I think it was family.
Yeah.
Norma was there. Mom Norma.
All good with Norma, apparently, because remember they didn't talk for like a year because Norma didn't like Liz.
Which I don't understand. He said that this episode. He's like, yeah, I kind of fell out of touch with my mom because she wasn't happy I was dating Liz. I was like, Liz is a way better person than you. Why?
Maybe because of all the breakups and I don't know.
Yes. Did Small Ed kick Norma out of the house?
I don't remember.
Remember when he put mayonnaise in his hair?
Ew, don't tell. I was always getting really sick.
The good old days. Yeah, so Patty, Liz's mom, grabbed Small Ed and said, I'd like to have a word with you. And calls Small Ed out for being so tense around her. And Small Ed's like, yeah, I know I've given you and Liz's grandma a lot of reasons to doubt me and the relationship, but Florida was really transformative.
Ugh. But this is what I don't buy, because I think he's a very self-absorbed person. He said, you know, when I started dating Liz, I was like, oh, someone like her is with me, and I already felt self-conscious. So every time I broke up with her, I regret it.
Yeah.
What you just said doesn't make any sense. Let's say you date someone who is like way beyond what you could potentially get, right? Young, very young, beautiful girl. You're in your late 50s and you are you. Then why are you breaking up with her all the time? That makes zero sense to me.
I guess. Well, it's not just about looks.
No. But did you hear what I just said? She was in her late 20s. She had a good job. She was a partner at a restaurant or a bar. And then you're going to give it all up for Small Ed?
Yeah, Small Ed, big moron. That's why.
Yeah, but I don't understand why he kept breaking up with her.
I don't know, but Teresa, now they never even go to the end of the driveway without saying they love each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know it's real.
Okay.
Yeah, he's regretted it. And Patty's like, well, I do like your personality, small Ed.
Do you, Patty?
Makes
I
one,
think Patty's drunk already.
That makes one person. And then Patty's like, but I do want you to grow. And I was like, shots fired, Patty. Poor choice of words.
Oh, yeah.
I do like your personality, Ed, but I'd like to see you grow.
We all do, Patty. We all do.
As a person, the height is perfectly fine.
That's it.
As a person, we'd like to see small Ed grow. she's like, welcome to the family.
Patty.
You're going to regret that.
Oh, yeah. Very soon.
Sweet Patty. Yeah, I saw some news. Maybe I'll save it for a by the way.
But. Well, let's see how this, because I'm curious about some of these guys. Like, yes, we all seen the spoilers before the season even went on.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see how it went, what came down.
Yeah.
Like the pre-story of the stories floating around.
Pre-stories of the stories floating around. Right. Right.
Same with Angela and Michael. Are they going to be on the show or did they take them out?
It's going to be episode 5.
Yeah.
Next week.
We're finally getting Patrick and Thais.
We're getting Patrick and Thais. And I didn't even see a snippet of them on the next. So it would be at least 6 episodes until they come.
Which is interesting because Angela usually drives the attention.
Totally. But it is a little bit of a been there, done that storyline until Michael gets to the States. So maybe like we don't need to bore people with the whole back and forth drama again. So maybe they're going to wait until it's like one episode in Nigeria and then he gets to the States.
We'll see. You think he's going to be in the States? He better be in the States.
We know he was in the...
Well, no, on the show.
Oh, right. Right. It could have been the finale episode and it's like, welcome to America.
Yeah. We'll see. I've seen previews of like 90 Days in general and there was like 0.5 seconds of Angela. Yeah. And I don't know if it's an error because they're not the best at editing sometimes.
They're the worst.
Or if they're going to include them at some point.
Let's see. All right. That is the episode 4 in the books. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to hear more from us, you can do that on Patreon and Supercast, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Always ad-free. None of that business up front, just straight to the content. We do bonuses at the Family Affair level every month, and we do bonuses for everyone from the Friends with Benefit levels up to the Family Affair level. Just when we're feeling like it, when there's something extra to talk about that we think you guys would like a Love is Blind recap or something like that, we'll just throw that out there on the Patreon and Supercast. So check it out. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. That's where you guys can call in and share your thoughts.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from you guys. So call in, follow us over there. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash like it. It's her. It's Dana's man car.
Boom, boom.
That was pretty hot.
All right.
All right.
And if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we love a little love. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we will read it on this podcast right here for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
All right. Yugoslavia is a great name for a dog.
Great name for a dog. And you're welcome, people.
You're welcome. Hugo for short. So now we will go and leave you with that. I've said it all. Have you?
I've said it all.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.